This is a mother-daughter podcast, but it is not for kids. This podcast will be discussing adult subject matter that may not be suitable for all ages. Listener discretion advised.
Welcome to the Don't Look podcast.
Hello.
My name is Kat.
I'm Kat's mom.
And this is a podcast where
I watch uncomfortable movies with my daughter.
So you don't have to with yours.
And it is our horror to watch.
Your pleasure to listen.
Hopefully.
Hopefully. Please. I do want to apologize for not putting out like a holiday special. They got really busy and we were all kind of under the weather and it just didn't work out.
I feel like Christmas just came really late because Thanksgiving was really late and everybody thought they had more time because everybody started putting out Christmas crap in July. Mm-hmm. And then we just lost track of time.
I mean, yeah.
And then there was the Friday the 13th in there and what have you. And my work schedule just exploded.
Yeah. Unfortunate.
I think that's really my work schedule just been like lately.
Yeah. And your work schedule for next year has you working on like all the wrong weekends.
All the wrong weekends. This year, I have a lot of switcheroos.
Happy New Year, fam.
Happy New Year.
Bellamy says Happy New Year as well. So what business do we have to catch up on? Is there anything that we want to tell the people? Yeah, I don't really feel like it either. We haven't really done anything.
We have done stuff. Everybody else in the house has a cold and we're all just mad about it. My work schedule's been crap, so I'm very tired. We did a lot of stuff.
What did we do?
We had Christmas in there. That was very exciting. We went to the Google Bordello show.
Oh, yeah. That was really good. That's always a lot of fun.
So good. So good.
Shout out to anyone who found our card on the floor and is listening to this episode at the Google Bordello show or from the Google Bordello show.
And we saw some of you picking our cards up that flew out of Kat's pocket. I don't know
Actually,
how.
Actually, I think they flew out of Mr. Anthony's pocket, but that's, you know, beside the point.
They flew out of someone's pocket. And they were littering the floor at the Brooklyn Bowl. If you were at the Google Bordello show in Philly end of December, December 30th, I think it was, before the new year. If you were there and you happened to pick up one of the cards or stickers off the floor, welcome. Please enjoy. Thank you for picking up our stuff and putting it away and not thinking it was just like random trash off a beer-soaked floor. You're the best. This one's for you. And hi to the Super 8.
Yeah, hi to the Super 8, as always.
Don't think we forgot about you. We know you're there and we love you.
Yeah, but I don't know that we did like, aside from, you know, Google Bordello, I don't know that we did anything like crazy.
No, I mean, we went to go see Nosferatu.
We did. I have thoughts on that one.
You have thoughts on that? I mean, we could do it for an episode coming up if you want.
We could
talk about how uncomfortably long it is.
Those are my thoughts. I don't want to do a movie that a lot of people really like that I didn't really like because I feel like they're going to be like, oh, you're just saying hot takes that way you get attention or like, why don't you like this great movie? You're an idiot. Like, I just didn't really care for it.
I don't think that's a hot take. I think there's a lot of dissension in the community about whether or not it was an enjoyable film.
That's true. I mean, we did go ham on like about Midsommar before.
Oh, so yeah. I hate that movie so much.
I feel like maybe I shouldn't like care that much.
Yeah. I don't know why you're worried about it. There's like a lot of dissension, I feel like, because
I just didn't really care for it. I thought the look was cool, but I think it was portrayed in a not great way.
It was just so long.
It was very long.
It was so long. It was so dark.
And it's very like evident that they pulled in from Bram Stoker's Dracula as well, which I don't think they needed to do.
Well, I mean, I think that was all part of it. I don't know. I wanted to like it a lot more than I did.
Yeah,
and I think
agreed.
That's what bugs me.
Agreed.
Because, I mean, there's no reason really that I shouldn't have liked it. I like a slow burn. I like a dark and moody. I like Bill Skarsgård. I like all these things. And it was just like... Like, it just got longer and longer the longer I sat there. It was just such a long movie. It was so incredibly slow.
And I think they repeated a lot of the same stuff over and over again.
They did. And it just felt like there was, like, no call to action. It felt like even when people knew what was happening, they still didn't want to get the let out. And it was just like, guys, I get it. Like, I get it. But, I mean, come on. Like, come on. Come on.
One,
because I can't sit here that much longer, you know, in the middle of all of this craziness going on. Like, I have other things to do. I had like 2 days off, and I'm just like, one of them has been spent on Nosferatu now, like a whole day, like an entire day was lost on that movie.
It was a lot,
and I think it's because we also already know this story, so we kind of know what's happening.
That's something that I was thinking as well. Is like, this is good if you are not as familiar with, you know, Nosferatu and, you know, your classic, like, vampire Dracula movies.
I think we've seen Nosferatu.
I think we've seen it at that theater.
We've seen it there at least 3 times. Like, that would be
3 times total at least. So.
At least. Like, the original, because they, if you don't know about the Colonial Theater, they have a theater organ that lives, like, under the stage, and they'll crank it out for certain things, and Nosferatu with a live theater organ accompaniment is one of the things that we've seen a few times because it's really cool. To come see this kid, I mean, I call him a kid, I think, because we watched him grow up a little bit. He's probably like 25.
They do have, they do have other people that do the organ. It's just that every time that we go, it seems to be the kid.
It's the kid, and he's fantastic, and I love him.
He's part of an organ group, two old guys and a kid, so I mean, he is just the kid.
Yeah, he's been doing this for a really long time. And I mean, it's friggin' awesome. And we love to see it. And he's done that movie and, you know, several others as well. And he'll come out for like just special.
Jaws.
He'll do like the Jaws theme. He could do like the Star Wars music, like Jurassic Park. Like, he's done all kinds of different things on this theater organ. So living where we do and having this here, it's something that we've seen several times. And I feel like there's a lot of people out there, you know, just like old school pre-code horror fans that have seen Nosferatu, the original, like a billion times. And then you have like the Werner Herzog version, which I've also seen at the theater.
That's what I mean. Like, we've seen three different versions at the theater now.
Yeah, I feel like a lot of people are also very familiar with. And, you know, this is a big Bram Stoker's Dracula house here. So, I mean, Rodney loves it. I love it. We've seen it a bunch of times. Also,
I also love it.
So, I mean, there's just been like, you know, plus, you know, Bela Lugosi versions of Dracula, like all of these things, like people have seen, we've seen them so many times. And then to see this version, so we already know the story, we're familiar with the characters, we know where this is going. And then to have it take what felt like a 5.5 hour journey to get there.
Yeah, and I do really like some of the characters, and I do really like the costumes and things. And I think, I think visually it looked wonderful.
What you could see of it when it wasn't freaking pitch black.
And I think the theater that we're in is a little bit bright, unfortunately, for some of these darker movies.
Yeah.
So that doesn't help.
Fair.
But yeah, from what you could see of it, it was bright. I do think they needed like maybe 20,000 more rats. 2,000 more rats.
Catherine was big on the fact that the rats were real, and I'm like, well,
I just kind of assumed that being in today's modern world, they were just going to use CGI rats, and it was going to be like a thing that
it's
I was
not like
have
rats
to be, like,
are hard to get
on a pillar, or about like the fact that I can't like this movie because they use CGI rats, but they use real rats, which made me happy.
It's not like the rats were doing like high level acting or something. This wasn't like Ratatouille or The Secret of Nim or something. I mean, it was
but
just like
I
they were
like
running around.
They still could have used more
doing rat stuff.
I feel like they still could have used more rats.
Yeah, she made a big deal about these rats, and I just kept thinking
because
about.
I kept seeing these TikToks of these of the actors being like, "Oh, it was a big day. They brought in the rats," and I was like, "Dude, I'm so hyped for these rats."
Yeah, I was just thinking of like the Werner Herzog version had like so many freaking rats, like, and nobody cared.
That's what I was expecting. I was expecting that level of rats, and it was like 12. I think it was probably like a couple thousand, but it felt like 12.
Yeah, okay. Cool beans.
Do you think they had an adequate number?
I mean, I was neither here nor there on the whole ratness of it all, I guess. I was like, I was in my head about too many other things with that movie when while I was trying to stay awake. So, I mean.
That's true.
I don't
think,
know.
William Dafoe's character was good, though.
Yeah, I mean, that was probably the best part of it.
Yeah.
unfortunately, I guess. I don't know. It was disappointing for me, and I don't know. It made me sad. And I really ended up feeling like I spent a day on this when I didn't need to. Maybe I should have just waited and watched it at home. But I really felt like if I would have watched it on my couch, I would have been like asleep in like 10 minutes because I realized I couldn't see anything. And then I just would have been like, why am I even here? But that's just me. Yeah. Anyway, if you loved it, also great.
Also
because
valid.
I think there are a lot of things to love about it. Mm-hmm. I think if it had like maybe half an hour less in there, I would have loved it more.
Yeah, or if they were like more selective about the half an hour that they kept in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, big time possibilities there. I don't know. But I mean, again, I don't think it's a hot take. I think there's a lot of buzz in the different horror communities about whether or not you like this movie. And you know what? If you love it, great. If you don't, also great. Sorry that you spent a very long time watching this movie. I think it was only over 2 hours.
It felt like six,
but it was like 2 hours. So I mean, you know what, we saw it.
We've definitely watched longer movies.
We've watched longer movies
about the same opinion of.
Yeah.
So.
And we've watched longer movies that I liked a lot.
That's
so I
very
mean,
true.
Like,
I mean, wasn't like Saltburn almost 3 hours?
I think it was very long. I really think that if it was not so dark, and that I have that complaint about a lot of things. I don't mind. Our house is very dark.
We like a dark movie. We
in
like
the
a dark.
Dark
setting.
But I mean, I've had complaints. I mean, even going through like some haunts that I go through, they're very dark. And I feel like you spend so much time on the makeup and the costumes and the set dressings and all these things, but I can't see them.
Yeah, let people see it. If you're going to keep it that dark, at least like do like a higher contrast or something.
Yeah, something.
But we're getting away from our point.
Anyway, we did that. So I'm just saying we did things, and a whole day of it was Nosferatu, so there you go. And we had New Year's. We ate a lot of delicious seafood. It was so good.
And I made latkes for everyone for Hanukkah.
I got one latke.
I know, because you were going to work, and I'm like, I'm not going to put the latkes in the fridge.
I could have taken some with me. Why didn't they end up in my lunchbox? I could have had latkes for that. I had one latke.
I ate like so many because no one else was eating them. And I'm like, I'm not going to let them go to waste.
She ate them in a day. By the time I got home, I thought I was going to heat some up in the toaster oven for breakfast. And I got no latkes.
I made maybe like 7 and I ate like 5.
Because I had one. And I guess Rodney had one. But so that's my hot take on not enough latkes.
I'll make more. It's okay.
Yeah, it'd be nice. And like that, and then everybody got like a cold, so now we're all grumpy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to go to a baby shower tomorrow.
Oh, that's tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tomorrow. I made an elephant diaper cake that's sitting up here looking at me right now.
Shout
with
out
Google eyes.
To Dom, even though you didn't have an elephant diaper cake, we still appreciate your diaper cake knowledge.
If you don't know, Dom is a YouTuber who like makes diaper cakes a lot. She has like a whole crafting thing that she does. And for a while, like everyone that I knew was having babies, and I like being crafty, so I just like discovered her and like discovered making diaper cakes. And I haven't had like an opportunity to make anything for a while, so it was nice to kind of revisit all that. So it's nice people are having kids. That's good. Something in the water. Everybody gets pregnant at the same time.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to talk about what movie that we're going to be doing?
Today we are talking about Old Boy. It's another one I haven't seen. So
did you forget what it was for a second?
A little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. I might have forgotten what the name of it was.
It's a delightful movie out of Korea. It's from 2003, rated R. It is 2 hours long. See, another long one. It's got an 8.3 out of 10 on IMDb. It's directed by Park Chan-wook. Stars a bunch of people from Korea, and I'm so scared I'm going to butcher their names. Choi Min-sik, Yoo Ji-tae. If you watch any Korean movies, you've seen these people before and you will see them again. I that's like the easiest way I could do it because I'm just a stupid American and I will butcher all of their names. But Park Chan-wook has done a lot of other movies. These actors you've seen in a lot of other things, and it's definitely worth the watch. You might also be aware of like Lady Vengeance and like Sympathy for Mr. Vengeance, all those Vengeance movies that came out around the same-ish time. They're all kind of in that genre. This is a movie that your boyfriend probably saw at some point. I hear that a lot. Like, this is one of those movies that guys kind of tend to gravitate to for some reason and then feel like they're being edgy because they watched it. It's kind of has a rep for being sort of like that. I saw this one back in the day. I think I watched it once. I felt like that was enough until now.
Are we talking like Requiem level of once was enough?
Nah,
or are we talking like,
no,
I saw it, it wasn't like Metal Iron, what is it, Metal Jacket? Full Metal Jacket level of I saw it once and that was enough?
I've seen Full Metal Jacket many times.
Okay, I saw that once and I think it was enough.
I mean, it's a good movie. It's not a happy film, although apparently it's listed as a dark comedy on here, which I think is interesting. So
they did show it at the Colonial before.
They did see it. Yes,
And they were saying that it's got like one of the longest like hallway fight scenes or whatever.
Yes, and you'll know it when you see it.
Okay.
So yeah, I think it kind of has a rep for like being like a guy's, you know, like, oh, look at me. Hey, did you see old boy? Yeah, there was some, you know, like one of those kind of things. I think it's still a good movie. I don't care. I enjoyed it. But again, it's not like something that you're going to walk away from being like, oh, that was such a great film. I loved it. I can't wait. Like, let's go get an ice cream. You know, I mean, it's not going to be like that. It's going to be like, okay. All right. One of those kind of things. So strap in. It's going to be good.
Strap on.
Yeah.
All right.
Have you heard anything about it?
I just know it's got that fight scene in it. It feels, based on like the poster and the fact about the fight scene, it feels like it's going to be like a John Wick, but like not.
It does also say in here, one person army action.
Okay.
Psychological drama, psychological thriller, action, mystery, thriller. Like, those are the things that come up on IMDb, which I never realized came up before, but now I'm going to start looking at them.
So it could be John Wick.
Could be like that, sort of.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't really know anything about it. I know that Rodney definitely liked it. I don't know if he, like, actively.
I don't know. I didn't watch. This was before I knew him, I think. So I didn't. I don't know.
I know he's definitely seen it, and I think that Bob from the theater, shout out Bob, also liked it, but I'm not sure.
It's a good movie.
That's all I know.
Yeah. All right.
What kind of cool snacks are we gonna have?
Well, I'm gonna suggest fried dumplings.
Cool.
And you'll see why.
I like a fried dumpling.
I could suggest octopus, but I'm not going to.
Can we have takoyaki?
Okay, we can have takoyaki. That'll work.
I love takoyaki.
Okay. That'll work. I mean, also wanted to go like all Korean. We could add some kimchi in there, get some bulgogi or something like that.
Yeah. I don't know. These sound like good foods.
All right. Cool. All right. We'll see you on the other side.
All right. Hey, this is Editing Cat, and this is, as longtime listeners may know, normally the part of the episode where I will play the trailer for the movie. Unfortunately, because this movie has subtitles, there's not really a good trailer to play that goes well over audio. So I'm going to read the overview that comes up on Google on top of the music trailer, and hopefully that works. Thanks, guys. Oresu is an obnoxious drunk bailed from the police station yet again by a friend. He's abducted from the street and wakes up in a cell where he remains for the next 15 years. Drugged unconscious when human contact is unavoidable, otherwise with only the television as company. And then, suddenly, he's released and invited to track down his jailer with a denouement that is simply stunning.
Well, laugh and the world laughs with you.
Weep and you weep alone.
Yeah, you see what I mean?
It feels like when you have a snack that's pretty good and then like you look down and there was like a worm in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
Or like you know, like when you like when you're eating something and you're like, yum, yum, very tasty. And then you're like, bad aftertaste, like... It just kind of like is, like, lingering.
Like, it gave you heart, but you ate just, like, too much.
No. No, not like you ate too much. Like, you ate something you thought was good, and it's not good.
And it wasn't good?
Yeah. Like, you're eating, like, a sandwich, and you look down, and the next slice of bread has mold on it. And you're like,
yeah. I mean, and I think... I don't want to say that this one is, like, a slow burn, but it takes a while to get to why it's so uncomfortable.
100%. I do think... Though it is just a really good movie.
Yeah.
Like, I multiple times forgot that we were watching it for the pod and was just like, ooh, yeah. I'm enjoying this.
Yeah. It's
until I fun. Wasn't. But
I know. I know. And it's like, it's stuff like that. I watched like a handful of you know, like AR, JR, whatever, you know, and KR. And occasionally, like, this is one of those things. Like, I have one Korean friend that I work with, and I just want to come up to her and be like, so about this. But she's like this sweet little like adorable woman who's like so pure and lovely, and I feel like I bring her these things that are like so about this, and she's like, yeah, I don't really know too much about that. Like, I watched Exuma, which was so good, and I wanted to talk to her about it because it was so good. If you are into horror and you don't mind subtitles, go watch this movie. It was so good. And, you know, I took it to her and I was like, this and this, and I have questions. And it's like at the end of the conversation, she was like so down. And I really felt like I had brought up things that were like, that were just like difficult for her to talk about. Like, cause I have questions, like, I just don't know. Like,
right. Like culturally and all
yeah,
that.
Yeah. They made some references in this movie about historical things. And I just didn't know like what the context was, and I was trying to get like a deeper understanding, and I thought it was just gonna be like, oh, about this, you know, and she's just like, yeah, that's pretty sad, we don't really talk about that. And I was like, oh well, crap. But she's like, yes, but the actors in her are all very good, they're known all over the Korea about all these things, so yes, I'm sure it was a very good movie. I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
That's rough.
Yeah, yeah. So then she like recommended like, oh, they have a whole bunch of dramas on Netflix you should watch. And then I picked one at random and I started watching it and I was like, oh, this is the best thing ever. But it was like so sad. It made me cry all the time. And I was like, have you watched this? It made me cry. She's like, no, I've not seen that one. Why do you watch these terrible things?
What was
like,
the oh, one? God. I don't remember if it was like a K-drama or like a J-drama or what it was that John Oliver did about Subway. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think it was a K-drama. Gosh, that was a while ago. I'd have to look that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was a K-drama. Yeah.
Shout out to John Oliver and all of the new material you're going to have this year.
Oh, yeah, that's going to be plenty.
Yep.
Can't wait. Can't wait.
All right, anyway. On that down note.
Yep, yep. Let's just keep it moving. We don't get political on the Don't Look podcast.
Let's do what? Trigger warnings?
Yeah, yeah, trigger warnings.
Kidnapping?
Yep.
Murder?
Oh, lots of murder.
Violence?
General violence. Yep, yep, yep. There's
guns?
Suicide?
Suicide, yeah.
There's some animal cruelty?
Yep.
Depending on how you think about animal cruelty, it's there.
It's not like your first thought with animal cruelty. It's maybe like your second or third.
Yeah. I don't like that, but I know it's like a thing people do. So, I mean, like, it's like, it's nothing like terrible. It's just like he goes to a sushi restaurant and there's like a live octopus and he eats. And I know that's something people do.
I thought you were talking about the dog.
And it was a fake dog.
Well, I understand it was a fake dog.
It was a real octopus.
I didn't think he actually ate a real octopus.
Yes, people eat them.
Well,
it was moving.
I just thought it was like good camera effects.
Okay, maybe, but I know, like, I've seen, like, on, you know, like, food shows where people eat, like, live octopi.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
I mean, like,
yeah.
I assume that he just ate it.
Yeah, okay. So there is
something that people do.
I did also lightly forget about that.
I'm sorry if he didn't. I thought that he did.
All good. But, yeah, there's that. And the one ASMR artist did get, like, I think she was hospitalized because she tried to eat a live octopus. So, like, don't recommend it.
No, it crosses the line for me. It's just not something. I mean, and I understand, like, that's your thing. It's not for me. It's not for me. And just a shout out, that does happen. So if it's not for you, just be aware.
Yep.
Yep. And there's also some other stuff, but
I don't want to say it because it spoils the
movie. I don't
want
to give it out as a trigger warning because it's going to spoil the movie. So,
right. Can we...
okay.
I feel like when we get to the end...
Well, if we get to the end, you're going to go through the whole thing. What if we just say...
Because we have to mention what happens there.
Yeah. What if we just say, okay, like, this is a trigger warning, but also a spoiler. So if you don't want it spoiled, just skip ahead 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Starting 1, 2, 3. Skip now. The trigger warning for incest.
Yes, there's definitely a trigger warning for incest. Like, but that is like part of like the big reveal of the show.
Yes.
So it's like we don't want to just give you this thing and be like, oh, BT dubs, and not be like, okay, well, if you don't want it spoiled, like, don't listen to this part.
Yeah.
Okay.
Welcome back to everyone who skipped ahead.
Yes.
I hope you're okay with whatever it is.
Yeah. I mean, this was a good movie if you like action movies. It's definitely, if you like thrillers, this is great. You want to talk about the fight scene now that you've seen it? Because almost looks like a side scroller.
It does. That's what I was going to say. It looks like almost like Street Fighter, where it's just like a side scroller and the more enemies just keep coming, which is, that's not Street Fighter, but I don't remember what that one is. It's like Double Dragon.
Double Dragon.
And it's really cool.
Yeah.
And he just keeps going. Like, he goes down and you're like, oh, was that it? And he gets up and just keeps going.
Yeah, it's like one take, one angle, and it's in this narrow hallway and you're just looking at it from the side.
Like a Vigi game.
Yeah. And it's just, he's just coming after all these guys and all these guys are coming after him. And it just keeps going. It just keeps going. And he just, like, takes them all out. And it's just, like, such a wild scene. And I don't know how they
really
did it, but
cool.
It was really, really wild.
Yeah, whoever the fight choreographer was, like, major
so
props. That's amazing.
So good. Yeah, and at one point you think it's over and then he gets back up. Just keeps going. And it's just like, okay, where are we going to go?
And then it ends and he gets into the elevator with a bunch of other guys.
Yeah.
And beats all them up.
Yeah. So basic premise is there's a guy... you see him at the start of the film. He's just like a sloppy drunk, kind of like a deadbeat dad, you know, deadbeat husband. Like, he's in a police office because he was like drunk, rowdy. Like, they picked him up. He's just like acting a damn fool on the police station, and they call his friend to come pick him up. And he just like causes havoc until the friend comes, and then the friend comes and he's like, I'm so sorry, let me get him out of here. And the dude is like still cutting up, and then they go to like call home, and the friend is like talking to his family, and he turns around, and the next thing you know, he's gone. Like, completely gone. And you're like, okay, what the hell happened? So his name is Odesu.
Odesu.
And I'm sure I'm saying wrong, but that's the best I can do. I'm so sorry. So if we have any Korean listeners, I'm very sorry for murdering all these names. So you don't see him again until he's like behind this closed door and there's like a little like hole in the bottom.
Well, you start out because he's like on the roof with this guy.
Oh, yeah. Like the very
holding
opening.
Him by his tie. And yeah. The guy is like falling like on the edge of the roof.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm going to tell you my story.
Right.
And then that's when, you know, we cut in with the. Right. The
so, you know, there's going to be some kind of a transformation there, but you don't know what. So he's imprisoned. He doesn't know for how long. He doesn't know why. He doesn't know anything. And it's not like a jail. He's not like thrown in jail by the cops.
Right, he's in what looks like a... he like wandered away and got arrested again.
Yeah, he's like in this weird like shitty hotel room. Mm-hmm. Like, and there's like a window, but the window has been like covered over so he can't see out. And the lights come on at a certain time. And the lights go off at a certain time. And there's like a little musical chime song thing that plays. And then they pump gas. And when the gas comes in, he falls asleep. So
gas.
He's in there for an unknown amount of time to him. He doesn't know why he's there. He doesn't know who put him in there. He has a TV that he can watch.
And they feed him like food through this little hole on the floor. Yeah. Fried dumplings.
And he's like, he has like these journals that he's like writing out all of the bad deeds that he did and who he might have wronged and trying to figure out how he got there because he has no idea. And, you know, all this just goes on. And it turns out that this is going on for like 15 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So when he gets out, on the rooftop. Which is where he saw him at the beginning of the film.
Yeah, they just kind of drop him on the rooftop with like a suit.
Like he's in a suitcase.
And he's wearing like this nice suit. And they just like leave him on this rooftop.
Yeah, I think he has like his journals that he wrote all his bad deeds out. Did he have something else?
I don't know that he had anything else, but he definitely had his journals.
Yeah.
And so he brings the guy in off of the edge of the roof to tell him his story.
And the guy's like holding a little dog.
Holding like a little white dog. And then he, the guy's like, oh, great. Now I'm going to tell you my story why I think I should kill myself. And, Odesu just like leaves.
Yeah. He like pieces out.
Like within this guy just then jumps off the roof.
Yeah. Yeah, hands up jumping off the roof. Yeah, and so he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't know where he's supposed to go. He doesn't really know anything. And so he just goes to this, like, he's wandering around the city looking at stuff. And some guy just kind of, like, walks up to him and gives him, like, a phone and a wallet full of money. And he's like, don't ask me any questions. I don't know anything. And wanders away. And then he ends up going to this sushi restaurant mm-hmm. where he's like, I just want to eat something alive.
Where he eats the octopus.
Yeah. And so he's like striking up a conversation with the sushi chef. And he watched like cooking shows and stuff when he was in the prison. And so he kind of like knew her. And then he was like, you know, women aren't supposed to make sushi because they have warm hands. And he's like having this weird conversation with him. She gives him the octopus.
He eats the octopus.
Yeah, he goes to eat it. And then she touches his hand and says, my hands are cold. I must be different. And then he like passes out.
Right.
And he still has the octopus tentacles
for some, like
squirming.
Unknown weird reason. Ugh, like when he like bites into the, because she's like, oh, there it is, it's alive. Can I take it and cut it up for you now? And he just like noms it, and then she seems to be into that for like a weird unknown reason.
Oh, I didn't pay that much attention because I didn't look that much. I'm just like looking at the octopus. But when he like passes out and the tentacles are still like squirming around, it was so gross.
Yeah, there's like a tentacle like squirming out of his mouth. It's really gross.
Yeah. So what happens is she ends up like
taking him in.
Yeah, she takes him to her place and he's like, what the hell? Like, why would you even do this? You know, and things kind of hijinks ensue. Yeah, hijinks ensue. So it's really just about him trying to find out
why he was imprisoned, who imprisoned him. Yeah. Does that not
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of like finished my sentence.
Sorry, I was like, still talking. Okay.
I was taking a breath, and it was just like, okay.
I'm sorry. I thought
that was cool. I had a thought, but now it's gone. So, I mean, there we go.
Okay, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We do that all the time. I thought it would be fun. yeah, so he's just trying to figure out, like, who imprisoned him and why. And
yeah, and he's, like, getting, like, subtle... I don't know, subtle or not so subtle, like hints along the way. Like people are, you know, like running into him and like giving him like these ideas about what's happening. And he's getting like
packages
that are in this really pretty blue and purple kind of paper that he'll find like along the way. And that's like kind of like when he's on the trail of something, he finds another package.
They've got like those really neat, like, intricate like geometric design on them.
Well, I kind of thought because he traces the dumplings
to purple and blue dragon.
Yeah, the purple and blue dragon. So it kind of almost looked like a dragon skin like on the package.
That's cool.
Because he was eating all these dumplings and like at one point there was like a little piece of paper that kind of like had part of the name of the restaurant and it was the blue dragon. So they go around to all these different blue dragon restaurants trying to taste all the dumplings. And then finally he puts it together that it's the purple and blue dragon. And that's where he finds the dumplings. He's able to trace the delivery guy back to the building
where he then beats everyone up in that long hallway
because he's trying to figure out why he was there. So there's that whole scene is there. There's a whole scene with teeth being removed. Depending on how you feel about that. Another one that's kind of hard to watch. So that also does happen in that scene there once he's able to trace that back. So it's kind of him and the girl who took him in, Mido, just trying to find out, like, what's going on. And she's just, like, with him. She's just like, all right, I guess we're doing this now. Like, let's go. I'm all in, bro. And she just kind of, like, sets off with him and they go on this journey trying to figure it out.
Yeah, and we don't get really any uncomfortable moments until almost halfway through the film. Our first one is 57:40 to 1 hour, 1 minute, and 11 seconds. And this one, it's not uncomfortable the whole point throughout. But Otase is like across the street trying to figure out. He's tracking down a lead. And he left. I'm sorry, what was her name?
Mido.
Mido, like tied up because he thinks that she's in on it. And he goes back.
Yeah, because at one point he got suspicious. He's like, why are you, like, all in on this? Like, what the hell is your deal?
Which, like, I would be suspicious, too.
Well, if I was just locked in prison for 15 years and I didn't even know why, like, I would be suspicious of freaking everyone. But for whatever reason, he, like, kind of trusts her.
Right. So then he figures out that, or, like, gets suspicious of her, then figures out that with the help of his friend, figures out that there's a connection to the apartment across the street from them. So he goes over there to, like, trace a lead and then realizes that he left her alone and runs back across as she, like, to find her strung up with, like, her shirt cut open.
Mm-hmm.
And then he gets in a fight with, like, the guys from the prison.
Yes.
So it's mostly, you only see breasts and you don't even see them the whole scene. Because
right.
Most of it's, like, him interacting with, like, the people from the prison, and, like, occasionally you'll see it in the background, but it's very little of the scene.
Right.
So because he now knows that they know where the two of them are staying, they pack up in this car and, like, head away.
Yes. Yeah, she quits the restaurant, and he, like, grabs a rental car, and they're, like, on the lam.
And, like, when they first got together, like, he tried to make a pass at her and she was not into it and was like, oh, in your journals, you talk about this one song. That song will be the key for, you know, when I'm ready. And as she's like, did that guy really threaten to kill me because you love me?
Yeah, like, she's in tears
in
the
tears,
car.
Like, in the car. In this, like, horrible, like, after this horrible thing happened. And then she starts singing the song.
So we're like, okay, I guess we know where this is going. So they get to like this weird hotel thing. Mm-hmm. And then the next thing you know, there's like this sex scene.
Yep, which is 1 hour, 3 minutes, 50 seconds to 1 hour, 5 minutes, 14 seconds.
It feels longer.
They always feel longer. I was going to say this is one of our longer ones as I was writing it down. And I was like, no, it's not even 2 minutes.
Yeah, it feels pretty long.
It feels like maybe five at least.
Yeah, it feels like five.
Yeah, and then it's like three different like moments of it in the, yeah, it's not great.
Yeah, so that goes on for a while, for 2 minutes, which feels like 10. And then they go to sleep, and the next thing you know, there's gas coming in under the door. You see people in their room with gas masks on. And then they wake up and there's another one of those boxes there. So the people that imprisoned him, they still know everything that's going on. They still found him.
So he's convinced he's bugged.
And he is.
Yes. I mean, he is bugged. Let's be honest here.
He was very bugged.
They had so many bugs on
him. He goes to, what was it? Did he go to the friend at that point?
I think he went to like the mall and like got some with a metal detector.
Yeah, how did they, like, was there just a guy at the mall that's like...
Dude, I don't know.
Because that didn't make any sense to me either. Like, he goes to, like, this department store or something, and he, like, goes all the way to the back where this guy is, and he's, like, holds up a piece of paper that says, I'm bugged, please find it. And he has, like, 8 different listening devices, like, all over them.
Like, in his shoes,
like, all over the car.
In his car.
Just, like, everywhere. Just, like, all over the place. It's like, okay. I see.
Yeah.
I see. So then they go through and like now that they're debugged, they think, okay, well now we can figure this out a little better. Like we know nobody's going to be like popping up out of the woodwork on us. So they like are delving deeper. He's talking to his friend. They have this evergreen link and they're trying to figure out what it is. So he's talking to, they go through and they realize that it's the Evergreen High School old boys from the high school that they went to. So him and the friends start kind of talking. They go to the high school. They look through all these yearbooks and they're going through and he's chatting with his friend. He's like, oh, do you remember this person, blah, 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 this person. And when they get to this girl, the friend starts talking about, oh yeah, she was such a slut. There was all this stuff going around about her. You wouldn't think she was because she was all put together. But, you know, underneath it all this was going on. Ba, 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 ba. You know, da, 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 da. And he's like, yeah, I don't really remember any of that. Do, do,
right,
do.
And he finds, like, a clue with, like, a flyer for a hair salon.
Yeah, a hair salon in there. And while the friend is saying all this, he's being overheard by one of the quote unquote bad guys and the bad guy like kills him.
Quote unquote bad guy?
Well, I mean, it depends on which side you're on here. Cause
I don't think any of them are good.
Well, yeah. I mean, exactly. So who's the good guy here?
There are no good guys.
Yeah. So, I mean, but how do you differentiate between the actual bad guys and who are we rooting for?
I guess that's fair.
The person who's not the protagonist, I guess?
Well, yeah, the bad guy. The quote-unquote bad. Yes, so...
Yeah, so he's listening to the friend. Like, he's right there. So he kills the friend while they're even on the phone. So this is, like, setting off Odesu, like, even more. Like, he's, like, way over the top. And... he's like even like further like we need to get this done. Like I can't with this mess.
And the deadline that he was given is quickly approaching. Yes. So he locks her up in the prison that
did we mention this at the beginning that when he got out he had 5 days to figure out what was going on?
I don't know that we did. He had 5 days to figure out what was going on. So the deadline is quickly approaching and then if he didn't figure it out in the 5 days, they were gonna kill her. That's why she was crying in the car because of the threat. So he locks her up.
Like totally bury the lead of like the whole premise of the thing as to why he's trying to find this out.
Oh my gosh. He just wanted to know anyway.
Well, he wanted to know anyway, which I get, but I mean, he also did have a deadline going on.
He did have a deadline going on. So he locks her up in the prison that he was in before, but they moved because of all the problems that Otis had caused, they had to move to another building.
And the reason why he goes back, he feels comfortable enough to lock her and hide her with them, is that the people who ran this prison, which apparently is like a prison for hire type situation, very interesting business model, if you ask me, but whatever. He actually had his hand cut off. He said, I'm going to cut off your hand for touching this girl's boobs. Like, I'm cutting your hand off. And they were like, yeah, whatever. And they just kind of like wandered off, like after the whole scene where they had like her tied up and the whole deal. In the box that they received after their night in the hotel was his hand. So at that point, they were figuring enemy of my enemy is my friend. Like, we're cool, cool, cool. Like, please watch over her. Like, it's going to be all good. Right. So he decides to go and hide her there.
Right. So at the girl that has all the rumors about her at this point, Odyssey remembers that she had killed herself, or like we find out that she had killed herself. And he thinks like that's the link to like why someone wants him dead, is like because this girl is dead, or at least why they want to kill all the loves in his life. So he goes to the hairstylist and is like, hey, do you know who her boyfriend was, or like who she hung out with? And the hairstylist from the flyer calls up her friend and is like, hey, I don't really remember. I just remember that one rumor about her possibly being pregnant, and maybe that's why she killed herself. And the friend's like, Odesu would know why she killed herself. Like, he was part of that. And then Odesu remembers.
Yeah, it's like something clicks, like the light bulb goes on.
And he remembers what happened back when they were at school.
Mm-hmm.
Which is our next uncomfortable moment.
Yay.
That takes place 1 hour 22 minutes 6 seconds to 1 hour 24 minutes 37 seconds. And it's like after school, on Odysseus' last day, because he is transferring to another school.
Yeah.
And he's just like hanging around and meets up with the girl. And they're chit-chatting, and then she has to run and take off. And he's like, that was weird. And he sees something out of the one classroom window of like, okay, so he sees like her running away and is like, what's going on? And he follows after her and then like follows up to like this old classroom, like on the top of like this one section of the school. Like, I don't understand the architecture of that school at all.
I don't either.
And peeps in through the window at this scene of her brother taking like photos of her, and then the situation escalates, and her and her brother end up having sex. Basically, you don't really see that. You mainly just see like
there's like a lot of boob snuggling. Mm-hmm. And he takes her panties off. Mm-hmm. And she's like looking at herself in the mirror while all this is happening. It's all very strange.
Yeah, she's looking at herself and looking at him in the mirror, and then like turns it slightly and spies Odyssey spying in on them. And so, yeah, that's our last uncomfortable moment. We do need to touch on something else, but on like why this.
Yeah, I mean, that's the last visually uncomfortable moment, I guess you could say.
Yeah.
Because the whole premise of the movie is uncomfortable.
Well, here's the thing. You're sitting there, you're thinking, that wasn't so bad comparatively to some of the other things they've done. And yes, you're correct, until you know the flavor that is to come.
Yeah, it's just, it's a whole thing. So, I mean, he remembers that and he's like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So when you get to the, and this is the part where you really want to, if you don't want the spoilers, like it's about to be spoiled. So just go ahead and dip. Thanks for listening. It's been a great episode. We love all of you. Kisses, bye.
You can come back maybe like a few minutes before the end if you really want to hear like our end bit and like our reviews, but
I don't know that for you now. So anyway, like the whole premise is based on the fact that he was imprisoned because of this. Like, this is why. Like, this is the big thing. This is the reveal. Chiki was killed. He lost a sister. She thought she was pregnant because it, like, there was rumors saying that she was pregnant. She wasn't pregnant, but she had a hysterical pregnancy because everybody was saying it. She didn't know how to handle her life. She's like, I'm dipping. I'm going to jump on this dam, blah, blah, blah. There you go. So her brother went like nuts and decided
right, because Otis started spreading the rumors because right. he saw the incident happen.
Right.
And then it got like, you know, escalated on from there from, oh, you know, she's loose to, oh, she's pregnant. And then.
And this whole thing.
This whole thing.
So this is why her brother decided he was going to like imprison this dude and do all that. And her brother must have been like rich AF because he just had like money coming out of his ears.
Yeah. He lived in this penthouse.
Moving like, closets all over. Like really, really, really cool. He had
like a water feature in his floor.
It was very cool. And he had enough money to imprison somebody for 15 years. Like how much does that cost? And how old was he at the time? I mean, come on. So that's the crux. But that's not the entire story because that wasn't revenge specifically.
No. The revenge comes in because not only did he imprison Odyssey for 15 years, but like, why was it 15 years?
Right. So,
and not just like five.
This all comes back to two things. It comes back to hypnotic suggestion. So, the gas that was coming into the room, there was a strange woman that appears at one point, rings a little bell, like right before he's released, like all that goes on. You're like, what the hell? But then that kind of fades away. You don't see it again. So, there's hypnotic suggestion. He lost his memories. We don't know what's going on. Like, he's hypnotized, he feels like. And then it also comes back to Mido and her role in all of this.
Right.
So he's like, you know, why did you have to take my memories of this? But you know what? I figured it out. Da, 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 da. And he's like, you didn't figure it out because you were hypnotized. You figured it out because you just didn't care that much. You like transferred to another school and were like, whatever, like moved on with your life.
You forgot about what happened because you didn't care. You didn't forget because you were hypnotized.
Yeah. It like, it wasn't your business. Like, you just didn't give a shit. Like, you just left and moved on. And like, I was still here dealing with this crap. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's why you forgot about my sister, like, and the rumors that you started. Like, that's why. It had nothing to do with the hypnosis that you had. But let me tell you what did. Bitch.
Yeah, let me tell you about what we actually hypnotized you to do.
So
he's like, why would some random woman pick up a stranger and take them to her house? Well, we hypnotized her too.
Yeah, so it turns out that both him and Mido were hypnotized. They were hypnotized to have a relationship together. They were hypnotized like to have different responses to different things the other one was going to say. And that kind of started the whole path for them to get together. And you're like, okay, well, what was the point of this? Like, why would they have these two specific things? So then there's a final present that's sitting on the table during this big confrontation in the penthouse. And he goes to open it and there's just like a photo album in there. And when he opens it, he sees like a picture of like him and his wife and his baby daughter.
Which, you know, we didn't say, but while he's imprisoned, someone kills his wife and frames him for the murder. The only thing missing from the crime scene is a photo, like a family photo album. Right.
So he's like flipping through these pictures and, you know, he's like, oh, this is, you know, why is my baby daughter here? And he's looking and you're watching this girl grow up. And then you realize that the girl is Mido. So he goes insane.
He freaks out. He wants to attack everybody.
Right.
And then he like is begging to not let Mido find out.
Meanwhile, Mido is hanging out with the guy who runs the prison for hire. And he's like, why did you think that was a good idea? Like, I gave him that new building as right. payment for cutting his hand off. Like, you're just dumb. Like, how the hell have you been alive? Like, what are you doing? Like, I've been protecting her since she was 3. And now you want to protect her now from you? Like, you're nuts. So the guy is sitting there like with a phone and her and a box. And he starts calling her Sweet Pea, which is what he called her when he was drunk,
when he was
going home, like when she was baby. And you're just like so grossed out by the whole thing. And mm-hmm. she's like, I don't know what to do. And it was like she was almost regressed because she was scared. And then he was like talking to her like his daughter again because now he knows. And the whole thing is just wildly uncomfortable. And then like.
And then he's like begging, like, I'll do anything if you like don't let her open the box.
This was the most uncomfortable part for me. Was watching him like lose his mind over all this. And he's like, remember we were evergreen old boys together? And he's like singing the school song and he's like, I'll be your dog. And he's barking and he's like wagging his tail.
See, that's me wagging my tail. And then he licks his boots.
And the guy is just like laughing and he just has like a handkerchief over his mouth and he's just like laughing and it's just like so uncomfortable and horrible. And then you know, I mean, the end, but there.
Yeah, I don't want to think about that.
All right.
No, well, yeah. So the Mito never finds out. And that's that.
That's all you're going to say?
Well, so the guy is like, all right. Fine, I'm just gonna leave. Like, what will my joy in life be now?
You're not gonna talk about.
I'm getting there.
It happens before that.
What do you mean? What are you talking about?
I'm talking about the scissors.
In the guy's ear?
No.
Oh, the tongue?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, he cuts off his own tongue.
Yeah, you're just like, you see him. He had scissors that he was using to fight the other guy with. And then you're like, what the hell is he doing? Because he's crawling around trying to be this dog. And then it's like.
Well, because, okay, so the other guy, the quote unquote bad guy, was saying that, you know, your tongue caused my sister to kill herself. It was like your tongue's fault.
Yes. It's like she didn't get pregnant from me. She got pregnant from your tongue. Your tongue made her pregnant. So he grabs these scissors and he's holding his tongue with like this handkerchief and he just like cuts his whole tongue out and then he's just like bleeding everywhere and he's bleeding into the water and there's just whatever. And then the guy takes the other handkerchief and he stuffs in his mouth and that's kind of what like is like, okay, you know what? Keep the box closed.
Right.
He calls the guy and he tells him, just keep the box closed. So she doesn't have to find out.
I didn't think that's what you were referring to. I thought you were
referring to... There's a whole series of events that happened.
No, I thought you were referring to, like, the end bit.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we have to get there.
Well, I kind of forgot that he cut his tongue
out. How could you forget? That's, like, part of, like, that was, like, one of the big things of the whole thing is that he cut it out.
Well, there's just, like, so much other stuff. Yeah, so then the guy goes into the elevator and has a memory of his sister killing herself at the dam. Because Otosu accuses him of killing his sister since he has a photo of when his sister's at the dam on the day of her death. And then he in the elevator has a memory of his sister killing himself while he was there and trying to save her and not being able to. And he kills himself.
Yep, he shoots himself in the head in the elevator. And at the very end, so now he's dead. So you're like, well, what the hell's going on? Where do we go from here? Well, where we go is back
to... We go into, like another city. Like, I don't know how you could just go back.
We go to the hypnotist. And he's, like, he wrote out this whole letter. And he's just asking for help at this point. And she's, like, I guess. So...
And I do want to say, the letter is really good. Like, he writes the last line of the letter to reference back to the guy on the roof that was going to kill himself in the beginning of the movie. So I think that piece of writing / cinematography or whatever you want to call it was really good.
Yeah. So she agrees to take his memories away. So she's like, we're going to split you into two. We're going to have Otosu who is here and then we're going to have the monster. And the monster has the memories, but Otosu does not. And the monster's going to turn and walk away. And every step that he takes, he's going to get older. And when he reaches 70, he's going to die a peaceful death. And that's going to be the end of that. So then he wakes up in a snowy field, all frozen and cold. And then Mido is there. Mm-hmm. And she hugs him and she tells him that she loves him. And he's just smiling. But he has like this grimace smile that he's been using throughout because he had this post like paint horrible painting on the wall of his prison cell that said, "Smile and the world laughs with you, but weep and you weep alone." So he would just have this grimace smile anytime something horrible was going to happen and he wanted to cry. He would have this smile on instead. So she's hugging him and you just see him at the end with that smile.
Yeah. I don't know how he went back to her. Like, I don't.
It's like, what memories did she take then? Like, did she just take that she was his daughter? Like, what memories did she take?
I mean, she had to have taken that. And I don't know if she, like, took the memories as well of him, like, committing all those atrocities.
Yeah. Like, so, like, where does that leave him, you know?
Yeah.
It's horrible.
I don't know. I can't believe you went back.
Went back. So there you go.
Yeah, this is what it was, a really good movie. I did really enjoy it.
Yeah. I mean, you could probably watch the first half pretty comfortably, but like,
yeah,
just the last half is rough.
Yeah, and you'll get like the cool fight and everything in the first half.
Yeah, it's just really rough.
Yeah, I'm really torn on if I would watch it again or not.
Yeah, it's not something like, it's you good, really want to watch also, again. It was many years. Like, I watched this many years ago.
I'd say maybe in like 5 years I would revisit and be like, oh, that movie was really good.
So
I don't remember why I didn't want to watch it again.
Yeah, it was. I knew exactly. You're not gonna forget. You don't forget something like that, you know. So it's so that was Old Boy. So you want to give it a rating?
On goodness scale, I would rate it probably like an 8 or a 9. It was really good. On uncomfortability scale, I would have said like 6, but then because of the end, I'm going to say like a 9.
That's pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, I'd say maybe like a 9.
Yeah. I'm going to give it like a 7.5 on the goodness scale. I think it's really good. And yeah, it's pretty high, like an 8 or so on the uncomfortability scale.
Like, especially watching it with a parent, I feel like.
Yeah.
Just, you know, the whole reason we're doing this. If you're watching it by yourself, I'd say, ooh, that's pretty bad. Maybe like a 6 or a 7.
But especially if you're watching it with like an older man or like a father figure
like
of
your
some
dad
kind.
Or your grandpa.
God, like I can't even imagine. Mm-mm. I can't even imagine how bad that would be. Mm-mm. It's bad. And it's the whole entire point of the movie. So you mm-hmm. cannot get around it. Like, mm-hmm. the whole point is uncomfortable. Like, the whole premise, like, just the brother and sister is uncomfortable. Then him losing his shit once he realizes that that was his daughter is uncomfortable. Then, you know, you're like, the sex scenes are uncomfortable. And then, like, you watch them and you got through them and you're like, okay, that wasn't so bad. But now you know. So you're like, oh, man.
Now you're cursed with knowing. And, like, yeah, the sex scenes aren't even, like... You know how, like, sometimes in an action movie, it'll have, like, that, like, ballad or, like, that slower, like,
song? Like that.
It's not like that.
No, it's really just, like, her talking and saying, like, really uncomfortable things. And you're just like, oh, God, this mm-hmm. is horrible.
Yeah.
And now you know. So, I mean, it's, like, it really amps up the whole thing. The whole thing is just really wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So, I mean, really, yeah, just, like, there's really no point in watching the movie if you're not going to go through the end. But the end is going to be the most uncomfortable part.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, mm-hmm. it's pretty high.
Yeah, pretty high. Agreed.
Pretty high.
Yeah, I would say this is probably in our top 3 of most uncomfortable ones we've done.
Mm-hmm. I told you, it's not good.
No, it was a great movie, though. I do recommend watching it.
Yeah.
Just brace yourself. Be prepared.
Just looking to see where we're going from here, and now I see.
I don't want to know.
The next two, I mean, we have one coming up for award season that I think is going to be pretty fun.
I'm excited for award
And then
season.
We just have like a super fun one in March that's just like a back to our roots kind of like, you know, hokey horror film. And then we're going to go April will not be a lot of fun. And then we're going to end in May with our Mother's Day special. So,
I do want to say, like, real quick shout out, or I guess, like, little comment. My one coworker mentioned that she had tried to listen to an episode of the podcast and stopped listening because it was like very intimate and she felt like she was like intruding on.
Do you know what episode it was?
I have no idea what episode it was. I wanted to ask her, but I did not. But if you don't like that aspect of our podcast, A, tough. B, don't listen to last year's award show episode because
no,
I feel like that's
probably our most like
that's one of like two where we're like really
things get a little deeper.
Yeah I definitely have cried in two episodes and that's one of them. I think we were both crying in that one.
So
if that makes you uncomfy, don't watch that episode or listen to that episode.
But, I mean, if you don't care, then that's fine. I mean, obviously, we're putting these things out in there into the universe. So, I mean, whatever you want to do with that is up to you.
We're okay with you listening. I just won't listen to them after I'm done editing them, probably ever.
All right. So, anything else you want to say?
No, I mean, our shout-outs, our general shout-outs.
Okay.
Shout-out to the Colonial Theater for having Nosferatu, even though we did not love it. Shout out to Google Bordello and
you
fabulous
find
folks show. Who picked up our information.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into gypsy punk,
or any punk.
it's so much fun.
It's so much fun. It's such a fun show.
Yeah, I just have such a good time every time you go. You can't help it. I mean, if you're not if you can't feel it there, you have no soul. I'm sorry, you just don't.
That's true. That's very true. Shout outs. Our usual standard shout outs. Shout out to Chuck for doing our disclaimer and Marshall for doing our intro. And shout out to Billy for doing our super cool logo. You can find his information in the description below.
Yeah. And just real quick, I just want to say that we are definitely, our hearts are all going out to everybody who's affected by the fires in California that are going on at the time of this recording.
Yes.
I know so many people are losing their houses and having been through natural disasters ourselves. It's not easy and it's horrible. And
we still had some of our stuff. I can't imagine what some of you are going through, seeing just ash.
Just ashes left. I mean, we just feel bad. So, I mean, just we're thinking about you. We're donating to the Red Cross. And I mean, you know, do it, you know, stay strong. It does get better. It's going to take a while, but you'll get there.
A long time.
You will get there.
Yeah.
All right.
Time to take a trip down to social media.
All right.
Our Instagram is
don't_look_podcast.
Yeah. And we have a Don't Look Podcast Facebook page.
Yep.
If you want to reach out to us, our email is
don'tlookpodcast@gmail.com. Oh. And no apostrophe?
No apostrophe in like pretty much anything because no one likes them apparently.
No. And we will be moving to Blue Sky shortly. I just have to get on that. It will happen by the end of this month. I am making it a priority. We will
and
have an account on Blue Sky.
I am making a promise to you listeners that if TikTok does not get banned in the United States, I will start doing TikTok.
Oh, wow. This is exciting.
It's my promise.
All right. Feel good about that.
Just another reason to not ban TikTok, or maybe a reason to ban it.
Yeah, and I heard there's like another one out there called Lemon 8, I think.
Yeah, Lemon 8 was going around for a little while on the first talk of the TikTok ban. I don't know anything about it. But
yeah, one of the girls I work with, she's on it, and she says it's pretty cool. So we'll take a look at doing that.
Yeah, we'll take a look at
that.
She
said it's kind of like a more like between like a Pinterest and an Insta and a TikTok kind of hybrid.
Okay.
So she said that's pretty good. And then Blue Sky is more kind of like the
Twitter
version of it all. But I know that they're taking away a lot of fact checking. And I'm just worried that we're going to end up with another X on Facebook. Mm. So I don't really want to. I don't know if I want to keep doing
it. A lot of people have uninstalled Facebook or have left Facebook. And let me tell you, I really like it. And I think it's mostly because I have catered my groups so specifically.
Yeah. Yeah. I think I've curated Facebook down to a very small.
It's a very painful process, but once you get there.
Yeah, because there are like some ghost groups and stuff and some of my like horror groups that I am in that I only Like, that's, like, where the base of operations is. And until they move someplace else, like, I'm kind of stuck there. And I have met some, like, really awesome people through some of those groups. So, yeah, I'm not ready to give it up just yet. But, I mean, we may, like, start posting more of, like, the podcast stuff elsewhere. I'm not sure. Or just maybe expanding our social media empire with our 4 followers that we have.
We've got the Super 8, hopefully.
Yes, maybe. The Super 8. Hopefully you guys all follow us.
I genuinely think we have more followers than we do have listeners.
We do need to post some more things, too, because I've been getting lax. This is what happens when your work schedule gets crazy and you work nights and it's just, like, out of control.
If we, you know, have any future, like, we're not going to upload for whatever reason, we should probably post on our stuff as well.
Yes. We've gotten, but you know, I'm gonna make a plan for the future. We're gonna have to have a business meeting here in the new year and make a plan for how we're gonna get more stuff out to you guys, assuming you want it. Or even if you don't.
So this says
we don't care
that we've had 16 downloads in the past 30 days and it thinks we have 1 subscriber.
Okay, well, that sounds about right.
Yeah, so. You know what? Hopefully this will boost us up.
Well, if the Super 8 listen, maybe they just don't subscribe.
That's very
true. I don't subscribe to, I don't think, any of the podcasts that I regularly listen to.
Well, I think it just goes, like, based on, like, downloads recent to uploads or whatever it is.
I don't know. It doesn't matter. None of this is.
I save my episodes up and I binge them.
None of this matters. But anyway.
Thank you all for listening.
Thank you for listening.
We appreciate you.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Some more, like, fun episodes to come in the near future. I think the next one definitely has a happy ending, so we'll be good there.
Oh, good.
And then we're going to get through another fun one that's just, like, a joy to watch. And then we have 2 tougher ones to finish out season 2 here. So there we go. And season 3 will be hard on its heels, which I think should be curated by Kat.
I think we're going to do, we took like a 1-month hiatus this time. I think we're going to do a 2-month hiatus.
Oh my God, we're doing a 2-month hiatus?
We'll
that's going to put us, that's going to put us coming back in July. You know that, right?
We'll discuss it at our business meeting because it's out when we want to come back, what we want to come back with. And I have to curate it, which I don't want to do. Yeah. So hopefully, and I do have ideas for doing, like, getting more stuff, more episodes out for you guys and, like, different types of episodes because I really would like to do a film analysis type of thing.
Well, I would just like to have some more content, I think. I'd like to move into some TV because there's some really questionable stuff that we can air these days. And I think that that would
be interesting to do. I think it would be fun to do a TV thing. I definitely want to do some analysis and I do lightly want to think about doing a Patreon. I don't think we're at any point to do that yet. I just enjoy the idea.
Okay. Well, you can keep thinking about it.
And let us know if you want us to stream on Twitch because we're getting more into gaming. We've been watching a lot of Grumps.
I've been playing a lot of Danganronpa, and I am lightly obsessed.
Yeah, that's that as well. And I started playing Disco Elysium again, which is definitely an uncomfortable game. So
wrecks your life. It wrecks your life.
I know. But yeah, thank you for listening. Let us know what you want to see from us, hear from us.
Yeah. And I'm just saying, if you hear something weird going on behind in a room in an old high school with a cracked window, whatever you do, don't look.
Listen.
And then don't talk about it.
Did you ever do, like, the rumors things when you were in school? Like, little, like, activities that was like, this is why rumors are bad.
What?
I distinctly remember we had this one, and it was a tube of toothpaste. And we all stood in a circle, and the teacher was like, all right, everyone squeeze a little bit of the tube of toothpaste into the person next to you's hand.
Okay, so we definitely didn't do that.
And, like, squoze some toothpaste into the person next to them hand. And they're like, hey, does anyone think they can get the toothpaste back in the tube? And, like, a couple people were like, yeah, I can. And then they just went, and, like, took the tube and, like, rubbed it against their hand to get the toothpaste back in the tube. And the teacher's like, you can't scrape away gossip.
You can't scrape away gossip.
And I was like, well, you can just do that thing where you, like, squeeze the tube and then it sucks it in, like, from the air pressure because the tube. And she's like, no, you cannot take gossip back. And I'm like,
honestly, if I saw something like that, I don't know that I would ever tell anyone about it. I think I would just be like, no. Locked in the vault, bro. Locked in the vault. I might try to go up to her and be like, girl, are you, like, okay?
Are you okay? Do you need something?
Yeah, but, like...
But she seemed kind of into it at one point. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, then at least I would know that she was okay.
Yeah, truth.
So, I mean, truth. That's enough for me.
And I think it's harder when you're a guy, like, approaching a gal like that.
Yeah, being, like, that's true. That's true.